Four people remain hospitalized in the wake of a school shooting in Marysville, Washington last Friday. The shooting left two people dead, including the suspected shooter. Today, residents of Marysville are trying to make sense of the tragedy, which was believed to have been carried out by a popular, well-liked boy from a prominent family in the Tulalip tribe. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports. Jesus, you're
my hope. Friday's shooting was the subtext of everything that was said during Sunday services at the Grove Church in Marysville. Pastor Andrew Munoz spoke from a podium lit with candles and littered with strips of paper containing prayers and messages for the victims.
It is okay to be angry today. It is okay to cry today. It is okay to be numb. It is okay to question. I'm here to tell you today, man, God can handle all of those things today. And every emotion that you have today is totally okay.
The Grove Church and other service organizations in the city will be open longer hours this week. Since school is canceled at Pilchuck High School, they want to give students and families a place to gather and grieve. I'm Deborah Wong for KUOW News.